I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Businesses have reopened and many people are returning to work after the dramatic collapse of the government in Syria. But as VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Damascus, some locals fear the war is not over, even as they celebrate new freedoms.
In central Damascus, shops have reopened, and it appears to be business as usual, despite the dramatic collapse of the government only days ago. But people here say they are still deeply afraid. Last night and the night before, Israeli bombs pounded military targets all over this country. Besides bombs, they say, it is also not clear if the war is over or not. We're told the rebel victory over the Syrian government could usher in a new era of peace, or it could also be another phase of the war. On the roads outside of Damascus, we see abandoned government checkpoints and military vehicles. Uniforms worn by government soldiers lie in the streets with stray bullets and other abandoned equipment. Reporting from Damascus, Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
U.S. officials said Wednesday that Russia might soon again use its new lethal missile against Ukraine. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's called Oreshnik, and Vladimir Putin bragged last month no one else in the world has such a weapon. An intermediate-range ballistic missile, he says, can evade Western air defenses. After last month's launch, a U.S. intelligence assessment now says Russia may use the experimental missile again soon. A U.S. official says the missile is seen more as an attempt at intimidation and not a battlefield game-changer, noting Russia only has a handful of the missiles, which carry a smaller warhead than others regularly launched at Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Officials say South Korea's previous defense minister was stopped from attempting suicide while in detention over last week's martial law declaration. The Commissioner General of the Korea Correctional Service told lawmakers on Wednesday former Defense Minister Kim Yong-hyung tried to kill himself overnight at a detention center in Seoul. He said correctional officers stopped him and he is in stable condition. Kim, one of President Yoon Suk-yeol's close associates, has been accused of recommending martial law to Yoon and sending troops to the National Assembly to block lawmakers from voting on it. Once ravaged by the HIV/AIDS epidemic, Zimbabwe aims to eliminate the disease as a public health threat by 2030. The country's health officials credit the U.S. with aid and support that made the progress possible. Columbus Mavhunga reports from the town of Marondera, where U.S. assistance ensures quality HIV health services for Zimbabwean citizens.
U.S. officials recently told the HIV services area at Marondera Hospital, located some 70 kilometers east of Harare, the Zimbabwe capital, where HIV/AIDS once sickened thousands. Speaking to journalists after meeting the American guests, Dr. Delight Madoro, a district medical officer in Marondera East, said the U.S. Presidential Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, or PEPFAR program, was enabling Zimbabwe to combat the epidemic. Data indicates the prevalence of HIV among adults aged 15 to 49 years old in Zimbabwe declined from 12.7% in 1999 to 10.5% in 2023. Columbus Mavhunga, VOA News, Marondera, Zimbabwe.
FIFA named Saudi Arabia as the host of the 2034 World Cup while confirming plans for a multinational tournament in 2030. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The Saudi bid was the only candidate and was acclaimed by the applause of more than 200 FIFA member federations. They took part remotely in an online meeting hosted in Zurich on Wednesday by the soccer body's president, Gianni Infantino. The decision was combined with approving the only candidate to host the 2030 World Cup. Spain, Portugal and Morocco will co-host in a six-nation project, with Argentina, Paraguay and Uruguay each getting one of the 104 games. The South American connection will mark the centenary of Uruguay hosting the first World Cup in 1930. I'm Karen Chamas.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.